Athos glanced again and again at the open tent flap and the brightness beyond which still illuminated the campgrounds. A smile began to form on his puzzled face, and he did not notice that the lad had ceased with his story and was now sobbing. Soon the sobs subsided, and there was only silence in the great tent. Hafid dared not look up at his master. He had failed, and proven that he was ill-equipped to be anything more than a camel boy. He fought back the urge to leap up and run from the tent. Then he felt the great salesman's hand on his shoulder, and forced himself to look into the eyes of Patros. "My son, this trip has not been of much profit to you." "No, sire. But to me it has. The star which followed you has cured me of a blindness that I am reluctant to admit. I will explain this matter to you only after we return to Palmyra. Now I make a request of thee."
"Yes, master."
"Our sellers will begin returning to the caravan before sundown tomorrow, and their animals will need your care. Are you willing to return to your duties as camel boy for the present?" Hafid rose resignedly and bowed toward his benefactor. "Whatever you ask of me, that I will do. And I am sorry that I have failed you. Go, then, and prepare for the return of our men, and we shall meet again when we are in Palmyra." As Hafid stepped through the tent opening, bright light from above momentarily blinded him. He rubbed his eyes and heard Patho's call from inside the tent. The youth turned and stepped back inside, waiting for the old man to speak. Patros pointed toward him and said, "Sleep in peace, for you have not failed." The bright star remained above throughout the night.